You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oh, wow.
The Wire.
Better housing, income equality, and better access to healthcare and education are some of the things researchers believe will improve the quality of living for Pasifika children in Aotearoa. The recommendations are in a report titled Tamaiti Ole Moana, and alongside the recommendations of the report is a 10-year Pacific health plan driven to better outcomes for Pacific children and families. The health plan focuses on improving Pasifika's access to quality housing, boosting incomes, improving access to quality healthcare, and finally, a quality education. To get more comment on this, I spoke to Dr. Te Wila Percival, Professor, Associate Professor, and Director of Moana Connect. Here she is.
What has the government done in response to the feedback and recommendations in the Tamaiti Ole Moana report?
I'm not sure that the government's done anything, but the thing about this report is it's basically saying that there are a lot of policies and things that the government's doing now already which are heading in the right direction, but we just need them to be ramped up a bit, and we need them to be focused on more on our Pacific children. So I'm sure government officials will read our report, but we haven't received direct feedback from them. We've had lots of feedback from the community and academics, other organisations, but nothing specifically from government people.
I mean, obviously, the government's, you just said the government's taking the right direction in terms of health reforms and policies. So what policy changes do you think must be implemented ongoing for better Pasifika health outcomes?
Yeah, so there are some really critical things for well-being of Pacific children, and top of the list is housing, so affordable and healthy housing. So we know the government's got programs to build more housing and also programs to retrofit and insulate homes. But just looking forward at the number of our children and families that are in need, we just need more focus and more quantity for our children. So we're saying, we need more of our Pasifika homes to be insulated and warm and healthy, and we need a building program which is going to suit our families. So, we're looking at almost 100,000 Pacific people living in big families, more than 7 people in a family, and more than half of those Pacific people live in houses which aren't suitable for big families. So you're going to have overcrowding. It's not good for health. So what we're saying is we need to have a building program of big houses which suit our multi-generational families. You know, it's good for our children to live with their grandparents. It's a good thing. So we want houses that enable that. So we've said in our report we estimate, 5,000 homes which suit multi-generational families over the next 10 years is going to make a significant difference to our children's well-being. So basically, shift some of the government building program to focus on our families. There's a building program now, let's just shift some of that, which is going to meet the needs of our families.
In terms of the recommendations that the report had for increasing incomes, do you think pay parity and income equality comes into the conversation as well?
Absolutely. I mean, we know that there's when you look at equivalent jobs and ethnicity of the person in those jobs, there's disparity between Pacific and non-Pacific. And there isn't that visibility or transparency in New Zealand. So this goes on and continues to go on, and our people aren't paid what they should be paid. And the other thing is just lifting. I mean, I'm a doctor. It seems very simple to me. And I understand I'm not an economist, so I don't know how we do all this, but it just seems really unfair. You know, half of our people earn less than $25 an hour. If we could lift the minimum wage, lift the living wage, that would affect a whole lot of Pacific people. It'd mean our kids would have better household income. Half of our people earning less than the living wage, it's not okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of the conversation around Pasifika people and health, and also just people in health in general, we've seen a recent shift of health practitioners leaving the country to move on for better pay. So What do you think needs to change in Aotearoa's health system to retain its practitioners, especially Pasifika ones, in regards to this health plan? And also, what needs to be done to ensure our health system is adequately resourced to meet the goals of the plan?
There's a whole lot of things that I think we need to look at it all kinds of levels. So with our workforce, the whole workforce is stressed currently. So working conditions are a big issue, and equivalent sort of income earning power compared with the likes of Australia is an issue. So being able to pay our nurses more would be a big step. It would mean we're less likely to keep more staff. Conditions will improve. And of course, Pasifika are in there as well. And for us, we also need to be able to train more Pasifik everything: pharmacists, nurses, doctors, physiotherapists, managers. So that pipeline, you know, it starts in preschool, going through the schools, making sure our kids are getting the best education, that they've got the environment that helps them to be able to take the opportunities in education, and then into that workforce pipeline and into health careers. So that there's a lot of things that need to happen in terms of the workforce. It's a big stressor for us at the moment. But for us as a community, I think we certainly need to see more Pasifik clinicians and health workers. That would make a big difference to the sort of quality and effectiveness of care. I think the other thing is we learnt in the sort of COVID response that if we resource our Pasifik providers and community and enable them to design and do the job that they think needs to be done, we get good outcomes. We saw that with the COVID immunisation. You know, it wasn't so much Wellington saying, giving out a contract saying, do this, this and this. It was giving a resource to providers in the community and saying, do this the best way you think is needed. And our communities and providers responded beautifully, and they got good outcomes. And I think that's a really important lesson. If you have ways you can, I guess, contract with trust, so you're not prescriptive, let our communities and our providers develop and implement things the way they think it should be done. I think that's a really important lesson we should have learnt.
Also, how will health organisations in our communities gauge the needs of Pasifika within the different communities in New Zealand?
Are you thinking there about health services or
so health services, health providers, but also in terms of the research that grounded this, the recommendations within this report? How did you connect with communities and understand what their needs were? And also to come to the recommendations that the report states.
Right. I mean, there's decades of research already. There's longitudinal studies which have followed Pasifik children from birth up and then our sort of 13, 14. We've had lots and lots of research, lots of consultations, lots of reports put out. So we kind of know... we know what's important for our community, so we know the determinants of health. That's what we're told again and again. We need to focus on the determinants of health, enabling environments. We need to focus on allowing our community to lead, because they'll often have the right solutions. So there's plenty of research there that tells us that. The other thing that the research tells us is if you want to have a healthy, successful community, which is going to be sustained going on into the generations that come, you need to invest time and energy and resource into pregnancy and the first few years of life, and that will have good outcomes in the future. So we know we've got to invest in the beginning of life with kids, and we know we've got to focus on determinants. So, I mean, the research has told us this. We just probably need to listen and develop things and implement a bit more.
Coming back to the report and the changes that need to happen in terms of policy and community and within Aotearoa society in general, could you just quickly summarise what still needs to change in Aotearoa for better outcomes for Pasifika in all factors of their lives, particularly our children?
So there's several things, but it's focusing on the really important determinants of children's well-being. So a big one is housing. We need to shift more resource, specifically focused on Pacific families, and then housing quality. The other thing with housing, which is really important for us as a community, is also finding pathways to home ownership. So a lot of us are renters, and we'll always be renters, and our children will be renters, and we're never able to build wealth which we can pass on to generations that come. So the pathway to intergenerational wealth is owning a home. So part of the housing is also assisting with policies which are going to enable things like multi-generational ownership of homes and mortgages. So housing is top, and then household income is the next thing. So that's with policies which are going to lift household income, what our Pacific people can earn, and also income support. So people on benefits, they also need to have an income which is enabling people to live with you know, dignity. So I know WIN's incomes are going up. Benefits went up on the 1st of April, but they need to go up a bit more. So all credit to our minister. She's heading in the right direction. I know she's fighting for us, but we need our benefits to go up a bit more. That would be really nice. And then with health, it's focusing, supporting the determinants, but focusing on enabling our Pacific providers and communities to develop and design and basically implement our own health solutions. And then the pathway to all of this, of course, is education with our kids. So investing in really strong early childhood education, which is going to, I guess, support our kids to be culturally strong and strong in their languages. It's going to be better for their resilience and mental health. If we could at least get people to agree that Pacific children are a big priority for this country, that would be a start. So, you know, this all depends on the premise that people understand and recognise that Pacific children are really important, not just to our community, but to New Zealand as a whole. That's really important.
That was Dr. Te Wila Percival, Associate Professor, Paediatrician and Director of Moana Connect, speaking to me about the Tamaiti Ole Moana Report.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.